Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. Wendy, you know this better than anybody. Every day, you and I come in and we do the show. We do two shows.
I'm just laughing at Canhead. I'm sorry.
And we get texts and we get email and we get all the old-fashioned mail, and they all say the same thing. We enjoy the show, but why don't you ever have anybody on who has the ability to make cans and bottles stick to their head? And today, that's all going to change. Sitting right across from us, Jamie Keaton, but you know him best as Canhead, the man who has the uncanny ability to make things stick to his body. Hi, how are you, Canhead?
How are
nice
you guys
to see
today?
You. We're mystified. We're befuddled.
Befuddled.
You have to talk right into that microphone.
All right.
And I found something out that I'm really jealous. I'm always jealous of Robin Baumgarten on WGN TV News
right.
in the morning. Did you really stick a bottle of vodka to your head and pour Robin a glass of vodka this morning?
Yeah, I poured a bottle of Absolut off my head.
I saw that happen, by the
way. Okay, why didn't anybody bring some vodka in or a beer?
They told me you couldn't handle it.
Oh, them is fighting words, buddy. I'll stick you to my can.
Wow. Wow.
So I just move them around on you.
Wow.
All right, so to explain it, and the lovely Kristen Decker is here taking some video. Also, we are live streaming. If you go to WGNradio.com and click watch now, you can do it. But for those people who aren't viewing this, Bill, why don't you describe Jamie's head?
Jamie came in, has what I would call a human head, right?
Yeah.
It's basically a human head.
It's a little bit bigger than normal, but it's
right.
a human head.
Right. And on Jamie's human head, he currently has two soda pop cans and one can of Fisher Nuts affixed to his head by no other means other than just, and now you've added a fourth one. Is that a Fiji water?
Yeah. Fiji water.
All right. And they're just magically sticking to your head. That's impossible. Gravity doesn't let that happen.
Oh, it's impossible for a normal human being, but for me, it's an everyday life. My skin literally acts like suction cups, so things just stick to me.
I did notice, Jamie, Canhead Keaton in the studio, you put a can on your the palm of your hand.
Yes.
And it's stuck to it. See, it leaves a mark. So this is like, it's not a magnet. This is suction.
It's pure suction. And what's really funny is when I release it, I can shoot it across rooms and stuff like here.
Go ahead. I'm ready. Oh, yeah. That's just shot it at me.
Just like Spider-Man, but not.
Right.
It's no web. It's a can.
So as a child, there must have been a time where you realized you were slightly different from the other kids who don't have this ability.
It was around 7 years old. My toys started sticking to me, but my parents thought it was because I climbed pine trees as a kid. They thought it was just a pine sap and said, don't worry about it.
Really?
Yeah. Until I got a little older and I shaved my head for the first time, that's when I started to realize I can stick things everywhere.
What was the first thing that stuck to your head? What toy? Do you even remember?
It was actually a Star Wars figure.
Oh. Good for you. May the Force be with you.
Thank you. I'm actually on the dark side, I think.
I don't know, because you're not using this for evil. You're using it for good. It makes people laugh and smile and feel good.
Exactly. That's one of the reasons I keep doing it. A lot of people would put me down saying, hey, quit doing that, that's stupid or something. I was like, well, it makes people laugh. Why should I stop? And actually, one day I was walking down Michigan Avenue, and a lady was walking past me. She looked real sad, and then by the second block, she caught back up to me and said, you know, my father passed away 2 weeks ago. He would have loved you, and it's the first time someone made me laugh.
Oh, how about that?
So because of that, it's why I do it.
You're doing something good. Now, the bottle of Fiji water has been on your head now for about a minute, a little over a minute. The Fisher Nuts have been stuck to your head since you first walked in. So even though it's suction, it doesn't give way. It stays on your head indefinitely.
Do you have to release it?
Actually, I can watch the can.
All right. Oh, it released just by the power of your mind.
See, and I'm excited because I can wiggle my ears, but
no.
That is nothing like this.
Not like this.
So what you said you had, you're, it's
my skin sucks, literally.
We'll get you some Oxy-10. Everything will be all right.
So I get enough oxygen constantly. I think they said my oxygen level is around 120-something%.
What's normal? Well, 100%, I guess,
100%
would be normal.
Normal.
So you're...
I actually get more, and because of that... because it's sucking in so much oxygen is why my body temperature stays around 100 degrees. That's why I'm outside even right now in
with no
shorts
coat.
And you're not
t-shirts.
Cold when you're
and
outside.
And I don't get cold.
So this is a condition that you have. Did I read only four other people?
Three others in the world besides me.
Okay, so four total.
Correct.
Have you met them?
No, but I've my doctors and all that told me where they were. Two were in India and one in South America. I'm the only one in the United States.
Do you stick to refrigerators?
I can.
You
can. As long as it's not porous.
Yeah.
As long as it's a flat surface. Well, like I was traveling to L.A. to do a show, and I was waiting to go to the restroom, and I was leaning against the luggage compartments.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it was my turn, and all of a sudden you hear, and because I was leaning on the luggage too much.
Oh.
You stuck to it.
I stuck to the wall of the plane.
No one in your family has anything like this? Nobody in front of you? Nobody behind? I don't know if you have kids.
Well, I'm literally adopted. And from my family that I know, no one has ever had it. And my kids don't have it.
They don't.
So.
All right. So it's not a genetic thing that's passed along.
Correct.
Okay.
And are you naming what it is or are you not? I noticed that
they haven't named it, and one person said you should name it after me, but I don't know if I want to do that.
So it's just, you knew, all right, 7 years old, an action figure. Do you remember which one?
I think it was a Stormtrooper.
Oh, yeah. They stick better because they have a smooth outlet.
Yeah, they had a smoother surface.
Yeah.
All right, so you're 7 years old, a Stormtrooper sticks to your head. And
no, to my hand.
Oh, to your hand.
To my hand.
Then when did you shave your head and realize things would stick to your head?
Well, things were sticking to me the whole time. I won't go in too much detail.
Oh, wow.
You know, a teenage boy. And when I got older, I shaved my head for the first time.
Yeah.
And I went to a ball game. I dried my head off first because that's the thing. If it's sweating, it don't stick.
Your head has to be dry.
My head has to be dry.
Work. Okay. That makes
sense. And so I dried off my head. I then put a can of pop on my head, trying to cool my head down. All of a sudden, they hit a home run. I went up to reach for it and missed it. And then I was like, where's my drink? And it stuck to the back of my head. Everybody was laughing because every time I turned my head, drink would fly out of the back of my head.
So you really can pour, you poured Robin a drink of vodka.
Oh, sort of like a...
He's pulling things
You've
off
moved.
Of his...
All right, now the Fiji water is on the side of your head. And again, gravity just doesn't seem to go anywhere
it's
near
suctioned,
you.
It's suctioned, right?
It is that sucks it? To my head.
Yeah.
Literally.
He's shaking
He's
it.
He's shaking it. And it's amazing.
So your health, is your health in decent shape other than
Very
this
good
rare
strength.
Condition?
Well, think about this. What gives you strength? Oxygen in your system. I did a show for Outrageous Acts of Science. And they did a test on me. I actually can squat 1,200 pounds 30 times straight because it gives me body strength. I actually got pictures of it.
All of a sudden, the competition kicks in.
Come on. Say that again. You can squat how much?
1,200 pounds.
1,200 pounds.
30 times straight.
That seems impossible. No, if you say it, I believe it. But what would you say you weigh, Jamie? Do you weigh about 200?
Oh, I weigh more than 200.
A little over 200?
I weigh about 260.
Oh, that's still...
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10 and a half.
What are some of your likes and dislikes?
You look taller, but that's probably the Fiji bottle.
Yeah, it gives me another, 10 inches?
We have to take a break. And I mean, you're such a wonderful guy.
I told you, Canhead's a good man.
You
didn't believe me.
You are a good man. And, you know, we want to find out, like, are you making money because of this? We'll take a break and we'll come back. Can you stick around for a little while?
Yeah, I can stick around.
Can you stick Bill to your head?
Do I want to stick Bill to my head is the question.
That's a better question. All right, it's Bill and Wendy, along with Canhead, 312-981-7200 if you want to call in. Although, why would you really? I don't know if you would. But if you do want to, that's the number to use. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Luff. It's Wendy Snyder. And our guest, Jamie Keaton. You know him as Canhead. Things miraculously stick to him. I lost my car keys a little while ago. I looked over, and they're stuck to your head, Jamie. Thank you for finding those for
You're
me.
You're welcome.
Wait,
nice.
I'm trying to... Is that too much time on my hands?
By sticks.
Because it sticks
Courtesy
to
of
Jamie.
Kristen Decker.
Everything sticks to Jamie.
Oh!
Brilliant.
I got it.
Brilliant.
I get it now.
You also had cans on your hands, so I'm like, too much time on my hands?
No, it's because of sticks. The band sticks. So medical science is baffled by you to some extent. You said there's only three other people on the planet who have this ability of things just sticking to them like that, right?
Correct. A lot of them think it's magnetism, but that's why I actually use glass, aluminum, and plastic, because then you know it's not
magnetic. That's not going to make plastic stick there. Or
right,
glass.
Just like your phone is okay to get
I'm
stuck
not,
to
You're
me.
Not touching my phone.
Wendy does not trust you with her phone. And you heal faster, we've determined.
Yes, I actually, because of the oxygen intake, I heal faster with my body heat. Makes me not get so much colds and stuff like that. So,
It's like Wolverine in X-Men, the adamantium.
Oh, that's
the same thing.
Thank you. I like that.
All right. You have traveled the world over. We'll talk about that, but I can't. These questions are so good. 847, would you stick to the toilet seat and have you?
Oh.
And yes, I have.
Oh.
Every day almost.
Really? God. So do you have to find, sad. Is there something, can you spray Pam on your toilet seat?
I don't want to put nothing. I want to take care of my skin.
Oh.
I don't want nothing that might harm me.
That's a good
idea. Because literally that. The chemicals in that would actually suck through my system.
Yeah.
So I don't do that.
All right.
Yeah, but what if the toilet seat was wet? Because you can't, you know, have the suction if it's wet.
Well, that's not a good feeling.
No.
Yeah, I guess. No, yeah, I know. True. I have three boys in the house. can you stick cans to other body parts besides hands and head? And if so, is this a hazard during sex?
Oh.
It's not a hazard during sex unless you get stuck. and that's happened many times.
Do you have a hard time going through metal detectors? And no, because it's
no,
not...
because it's not magnet.
All right,
that's a solid question, though. I hadn't even thought about that, but it doesn't it doesn't register at all. You just walk right through.
And what's funny, I just flew to China, and I was wearing a
can on the of inside peanuts. Or outside of the plane.
On the outside, going through security, I was wearing the peanuts on the back of my head, and and they're just watching me, but. There's a good story about China I got to tell you
later.
Well,
tell us.
Well, I was at Tiananmen Square with my interpreter, and the security already stopped her twice. Now the soldiers are stopping her, asking her, who am I, what am I, and...
Is he a secret weapon?
Yeah.
I started getting nervous. I thought they were going to keep me there to do experiments.
But you were walking around with like you are today. You've got cans and bottles on your head there walking around Tiananmen Square.
Plus t-shirt and shorts.
Oh, nice. All right.
So they're trying to figure me out. Everyone's bundled up because I think it was that day when I went to the Forbidden City in Tiananmen Square was about 9 degrees.
Yeah.
And I'm in shorts.
Yeah, that probably would confuse a lot of people. So I noticed you're wearing a medal. You're in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yes, I just won the Guinness Book of World Records for the most
that's outstanding.
Cans on one head, a human head.
What was the record? Oh, yeah.
I don't know if there was a record. They just created it for me, and they said that could I do at least 7? I went, sure.
And how many did you do?
Well, they also wanted to make sure that I did it for 10 seconds. I did 8 for 3 minutes.
That's amazing.
So,
wow.
But I think I can do at least 12 or 14.
So you're going to keep beating your own record every year to get
more
medals? Yeah,
just in case someone tries to challenge me.
No, but there's only 3 other people that can possibly challenge you. The other people who have this ability, no one else can do this.
Right, but there's people out there I've seen that they wet the cans and stuff.
Yeah.
But see, on the Guinness World Record, they literally check the cans. They check every part of it.
Yeah.
Then they check my skin to make sure nothing's on my skin.
Right.
To make sure... that I'm not using nothing to make it stick.
And yeah.
So for the people that keep trying, hey, have fun.
Good luck.
But,
the other 3 people worldwide that have this condition, that it's not that you're not revealing the condition, it has no name at this point. Is that what it is?
Correct. They're trying to figure us all out what makes it happen. They know that the oxygen sucks in, but they don't understand why. Why is it only us 4? Why... is it so rare and everything? So before they can actually name something, they have to figure it out first.
How old are they and are they men?
All men.
Huh.
But one person said if I was an alien. So I don't know if we're all aliens or something like that.
Do you know their ages?
I think I only know 2 of them, and they're both in their 30s, and I'm older, so... I don't know.
This is just fascinating.
It doesn't make sense. You know this. You live with this, but it doesn't make sense for those of us who have never seen this before. It's crazy. The job that you had, because I know now you're doing this full time, you're marketing yourself beautifully, but what did you do professionally before this?
I was a sign company. I did banners, graphics, and stuff like that, and that's how I learned how to market myself even. To try to promote things just to get more business.
Did the signs stick to you? I'm not being funny. I mean, did you ever have that issue?
Yes. I can actually hold on to things with my hands, just holding it up. That might, you know, someone else would be trying to hold on to it by a suction cup holder. I just stuck to my hand.
So it has to be something flat. It's not like you could stick your keys to your hands because men always lose their keys. I thought, boy, that'd be helpful.
Well, I just put the keys to my head.
Really?
Yeah.
Key at a time. That'll fit.
No, I can put like someone's whole pile of keys stuck to my head.
Okay. And how can people help you make a living doing this? I noticed Fisher Nuts. Are they paying you to put Fisher Nuts on your head?
Some do, and so does Fiji.
And Fiji water. Fiji water, I love Fiji water, although it doesn't fit in my cup holder. Oh. I could just stick it on your head. Would you drive in with me?
Yeah. Just as long as it's cold, I don't put hot stuff on my head.
What other, if somebody has a product, somebody wants to know if balls stick to your head in sports.
Yeah, did you play sports when you were in school?
I played football. I actually injured both my knees playing football.
But think about this. If you're a wide receiver and they're throwing you in the end zone, you lift up, the ball
but
touches
it's porous.
Oh, right.
So just like a basketball's porous and stuff like that, a baseball, it sticks for like a second and then it
ping
rolls
pong
right
ball?
Off. I haven't tried a ping pong ball.
Oh, Bill.
I'll play ping pong with you. That'll be fun. That would be a blast.
You'll have to keep serving.
That's all right. I can serve a lot.
So, I'll be like, don't hit my head.
So how can people help support your new career, Jamie Canhead Keaton, if they have a product that you've been all over the world. You were on WGN-TV News this morning.
Correct.
Still jealous you poured Robin some vodka.
Yeah. Well, I've been on Ellen, Jay Leno, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Stanley, Superhumans, Outrageous Acts of Science, You've Been Warned, The Late Late Show with James Corden. I mean, plus I've been to Ireland to wear Guinness cans. I've now been to,
oh my God,
you know, China. So, I mean, the whole thing is if someone wants me to wear their product, they can get a hold of me at canhead69@yahoo.com, Instagram, I am Canhead, or Twitter, canhead69.
You sure you're not a 10-year-old boy with that address, that email address?
Wendy, he's Canhead. Don't cheapen it. He's Canhead.
It is a complete pleasure to meet you. You're a wonderful guy. And trying to think of some ideas for you, you had mentioned, you know, you would put a WGN can on your head, but we have to come up with something better than a can.
We'll figure something out.
Oh, I can stick it on my shirt, the name on the shirts. I designed the shirts up to have your name all over the shirts with my logo. And so put it this way, at NASCAR, I literally get almost 80,000 pictures a day taken of me.
Is that right? You walk around the NASCAR track and you get that many a day. People want their picture taken.
Correct.
With you.
That's,
so that's great advertising. I've
been to Navy Pier for an hour and a half and had over 3,000 pictures taken of me.
So that's 3,000 people that are looking at the advertising you're wearing, basically.
Correct. And they take the picture, so they put it on their social medias and everything else, and it goes further.
Yeah, I bet it does.
You are genius. And you're not on the dark
side. I use my head for business, literally.
You have a great sense of humor. Come back and see us again. Now, I noticed you say water, which our former producer, Stephanie, says water. So you're from the South originally?
Correct. I'm from Pensacola, Florida.
And where are you from?
I'm from Slidell, Louisiana. And I'm I am so starstruck right now. I read all about you on the Daily Mail UK.
Stephanie's a canhead head. She loves canhead.
I got a picture with you.
And yes.
And so you live in Chicago. Why do you go from Florida to Chicago?
I got married 27 years ago.
Oh, congrats. And she's from here. Come see us again, will
you?
No,
she's in Pensacola.
Yeah. Hello.
That's Steve Bertrand. We're late with his news, so he's trying to wrap it up. Come see us again. And if we come up with any ideas, we have to think of something for you to model.
Yeah. Something that sticks.
Where's your next trip?
Or just stand in front.
All right.
When's your next trip? Where's your next trip?
My next trip right now, I think, is in Florida. Mm-hmm. And then I think I'm going back to China.
Look at this.
And then I go to, NASCAR in Daytona, Louisiana. I'm actually going to Louisiana February 11th.
You can stay
11th.
With her mom.
Yeah,
she'll
you can
set
stay
you
with
up.
Stephanie's mom.
They have water.
All right.
So nice to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is great. All right, a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.